Everyone, I'm excited for you to listen to this little nugget. It is a pep talk. It is something to just like raise your vibe for those of you that are business owners and are wanting to take your business to the next level. We have cut out a clip from my free masterclass, Break Your Business Ceilings, where I walk you guys through everything that I did in my journey to break my business through. But then more importantly, what I've seen time and time and time again as the biggest blocks to taking your business from where it currently is to that next level. And that next level could be, you know, making $1 million, but it also could be working 2 days a week so that you can spend time with your children, or preparing yourself for motherhood, or just having some back-end operations and systems so you're not stressed all the time and overwhelmed, but like there being no masculine structure in your business. So it's a really juicy nugget that we've pulled from. If you want the whole entire masterclass and there's the activation that comes and the energy shift that comes with the masterclass, the link is going to be below in the description. So you can register for that if you would like. And that is all. I hope that you guys have a super juicy rest of your day. Oh, and I will say this week's episode is also for you. It is business. It is marketing. It is the realities of a rapidly growing business and everything that is happening. It is nearly 1 hour long and it is so fucking juicy. It was a fully channeled episode. I literally ignored my notes. So now I have to like record an episode for those notes. but it was really... I felt like it was a super activating one. So you can listen to that as well. And I will see you guys next week in the next episode.
So what a balanced feminine and masculine looks like. So by being able to dance between the two, the feminine and the masculine, and know your own limits of too much masculine or too much feminine, it is going to mean that you will have a sense of direction. And that is really nice for your nervous system, for your gut health, for your mind, for your sleep patterns. Have a purpose and a mission from a place of love, not ego. And as a result of having this purpose and mission from a place of love, not ego, it's going to last the long haul. It's going to be sustainable. You're going to reap the rewards of that mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and financially for a long period of time. You are going to be able to make decisions based on logic and intuition. You want to have both. Right? That is that blend, that dance, depending on what's happening in front of you, depending what the situation is. You want to be able to lean on logic and also your intuition. It also means that you are in a state of flow, but you have a structure to support the feminine flow. You cannot have that feminine flow without the masculine. For those of you that don't know this, the feminine cannot exist. It cannot thrive. It cannot be creative. It cannot flourish when there is no masculine container. We've all experienced what it feels like when you're in a relationship or when you're dating somebody and they give you no time and place for the date. You're spiraling. You're derailed. Your feminine ain't fucking flowing. You are stressed. You are uptight. You are overthinking and you are going into your masculine trying to control the situation. We all know that. And there's plenty of other examples I could give. So without the masculine, there is no feminine. So when you hear online about people talking about their feminine business and like they just do X, Y, Z and blah, blah, blah comes through, well, maybe that's true for them. But if you want that long-term easy success where not only it just happens, but you know that literally no matter what is happening in your life, you are still going to make X amount of money per month. Things are going to still roll through. It is so easy. Like it's just a rinse and repeat, whatever it is. In order for you to feel that way in your business, you have to have the masculine structure in a way that supports your feminine. It's not about just like hiring somebody to come in and build out 300 funnels for you that doesn't sound like you. It feels completely icky and it doesn't actually make you feel excited about your business. That's not what I'm saying at all. You want to build systems and structure and automations and processes and all that masculine stuff in a way that feels good for you. Not that feels good for me, not that feels good for the other person on this call, but in a way that feels good for you. And then of course, the balance also allows you to feel safe in your body and safe to express your authenticity, which is going to allow your marketing to be magnetic. So as you've probably heard me say before, and what I just said just before, if you don't have the masculine structure in your business, you will not feel like you can be that feminine CEO, right? The masculine structure is so imperative in order for you to have a feminine-based business, okay? You will not feel safe in your business if your business is reliant on you all the time. You want to be reliant on your business. Like, you want to be able to rely on your business like you rely on your man. Like, you want to know that you could just like chill out for a week and things are still going to happen. Now, of course, it depends where you are in your business. It depends what's happening in your business. It depends if you are doing something new. Like when I'm, you know, releasing my book, for example, I can't just sit back and be like, oh, it's all just going to take care of itself because I've never released a book before. I have to show up. So it depends what we're talking about. Of course, nuances exist. But for the most part, you want to be able to feel like you can rely on your business. And even when there is something new that you're launching, there are things that you can do that makes it feel easier. Because without the masculine, your feminine will not be able to operate from magnetism, from authenticity, from receptivity, all those good things in your business. Okay. So whilst I have a sip of water and a sip of tea, those fucking fonts, I want you guys to share with me in the chat box, what is your feminine currently craving in your business, in leadership, etc.? Share that with me in the chat box. I love these. Constant flow, structure, a rock to lean on, masculine structure, routine, knowing what to do next. How good is routine? We all know that feeling when we've been traveling and then that feeling of coming back and just having routine. And it's so nice, right? To actually be present, flow, ease, excitement, consistent sales, so I don't revert back to hustle mode, safety that things will be okay, rest, consistency in money. Yes, I feel like I'm showing up loads, but it's not flowing financially. Routine and consistency, direction, consistency and rapport. We love some fucking consistency, right? Just like we like consistency in the man that we're dating, we like consistency in our business.